Tennessee a little greener. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This past week, Milagro Biofuels of Memphis celebrated its grand opening, beginning full-time production of biodiesel in West Tennessee.
We decided to help lead the way for a better future for Tennessee by investing our financial resources, our experience, and our talents in a clean, renewable, and domestic fuel that comes from soybeans. The miracle or Milagro bean, that's where the name comes from. Grown by farmers and now proudly made right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
That was Diane Malloy, president of Milagro Biofuels, and she says the best thing about having biodiesel in Memphis is that it will make it easier and more affordable to use and help the environment. Jim Burkhead, the plant manager, says that this is just the right thing to do for the environment.
We're designed for 5 million gallons per year, and that equates to about 15,000 gallons per day, something like that.
And you can burn this in a diesel VW bug or something like that, and it runs just fine. You don't have to do any modifications to the engine or the system, and it smells like French fries. It doesn't smell like a regular diesel engine. It smells like French fries. So that's part of the environmental improvement.
Now, at 5 million gallons per year, Milagro Biofuels will need over 83,000 acres of soybeans, which is encouraging for farmers, especially those here in Tennessee. Jimmy Barber, a soybean farmer in Dyer County, agrees.
It means a whole lot to me as a soybean producer, and I think this is really a good step forward for all the soybean farmers in Tennessee, and not just Tennessee, but for the United States, because to me, biodiesel is one of the best things going for the country for an alternative fuel and to get rid of our excess soybean oil. And to help clean up the environment, and a lot of good things will come out of this.
Milagro Biofuels, located in downtown Memphis. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.